This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
How do they embrace change?
How do they identify the change that they need to respond to? Because there's so much change going on everywhere. Where do they focus? What is your recommendation on where to focus on what is changing that they need to deal with?
Well, that goes back to the decision process. So we don't guess.
Yes.
We don't sit at our desk and guess. Yeah, yes. We're not just going to do what we feel. If you do what you feel, which is also known as intuitive decision making, you're probably going to be wrong half the time, so you might as well just get out a quarter or a dart and throw it at the wall, yes or no, and see which one it hits. I love intuitive decisioning. I love feeling how I feel about a decision.
I know you.
But
I
also know that.
But
I also know it's wrong a lot. So, I mean, if Dave pushes one of my don't go there buttons, like fairness is one of them, and I'll just like, well, fine then, forget it. So I'll make a bad decision if someone pushes my button. And you have to know that about yourself. Part of that is emotional intelligence. You need to know what drives you. It's not just how you feel, but sometimes those feelings, in men especially, can be so subtle that we don't even recognize them. I know, Dave, you're an expressive and a feeler, both. I mean, we both are.
We both are. That's what we get along well. Yeah. But it also creates challenges along the way for those of us that are like that, because those buttons are a little, they kind of glow a little more sometimes.
You just heard an audio clip from Lickin' on Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, ResX, Warehouse Lending, a division of United Bank. So good to have them as our newest sponsor. The MBA, Lenders One, and the Mortgage Collaborative, the two co-ops in our advertising group, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, and Vidyard.